Welcome to Energizing Business Brands. I'm your host and session leader, Corey Rayshon. This podcast acknowledges the energy that creates your business. Here is where we learn how to work through the ebb to create our flow. I want to welcome you to Ebb. It's been a minute since we've been on, and I want to welcome you back. We're into our new season, and we've got a lot of things coming up, not only just for the radio show that we do here on Blog Talk, but we also got some things that are going up. The business is back up, Double E Productions, so we have some services for you. But the spiritual side of what it is that we do will be implemented. And it's kind of a good start here because my first guest for the show as we come back is Dr. M. And she's going to introduce herself to you. You all know who I am, but she's going to introduce herself to you, and we're going to talk about something that we have coming up on September 16th, which is a Wednesday. So mark your calendar, hold the date, because after you hear all this information, you're going to want to be a part. And we have limited seating, by the way, so just first come, first serve on this. Let's introduce Dr. M. Dr. M, how are you?
I'm good, Corey. Thanks. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Right now I am, so let's keep it there. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, so I'm glad that you're here with me today to inform our audience about what it is that we're doing together with this mastermind group. So can you introduce yourself, and if you want to, we can go right into a conversation, introduce the mastermind group as well and how that came about. So you've got the floor right now.
Well, so I am a real estate investor. I help businesses get funded, and for the past 25 years or so, I've been a coach, a counselor, a consultant, and my work really focuses on personal, professional, and organizational transformation, and that includes wellness and then the development of human potential, so your potential as a leader, your potential as an entrepreneur, your potential as an employee, and all the different ways that it can manifest. And so when it comes to businesses, when a business experiences limitations in growth, it's often the byproduct of a limitation in the personal growth of the leaders of that business. And so in speaking about this mastermind, my work and the mastermind is really about helping entrepreneurs to assess their business, but then also connect the dots between their personal power and the success of the business, because they're related, you know. So the idea is to help entrepreneurs to develop the clarity and then also the courage, because that really is a recurring theme with a lot of entrepreneurs, but to develop the clarity and the courage to take new action and to make major breakthroughs quickly. That's a key there, quickly in the area where the business has been chronically stuck or challenged. So that's what I'm about, that's what the mastermind is about, and, you know, that's where the two kind of come together.
Right.
And so even though we're starting on September the 16th, it's actually a 90-day program. So it's going to run until December 16th, because it's really a 90-day business acceleration intensive to launch, grow, or pivot your business.
Right. And if most people know, how many days does it take to really create a habit? What do they say?
About 21 to 28.
Right. So, folks, just think about how many habits you can actually create in 90 days to really bring that success to you. Because I think, too, there's an aspect with people that are in business, and you know that in the now state that we're in with the pandemic happening, there's a lot of people that are not looking to go back to work that have started a business, but you know what, we kind of went into a pandemic in March, and you're thinking that in 4 months, what have people been doing to kind of learn how to even run a business or to start a business? And it's very interesting. I had a conversation today with a client. They're so far along and they're so prosperous in their business, but they have yet to create the infrastructure for their business. And it actually concerns me whether, you know, how long they'll be around, because you don't know when something is going to be created and whether it's going to jump off or not. I think that's, for me, the excitement centered around having a business. But there are things that you should be thinking about, things that you should be doing as you're starting, as well as maybe prior to starting. But when you're in the flux and the flow of creating a business, it's really, you know, knowing your brand along with that business. And those are two marriages that are intertwined that really should be working together. And so I'm glad you invited me to be a part of this mastermind, because for me, the brand is the power, or part of the power of the business. Your thoughts?
Yes, I mean, definitely. One of the things for me is the focus is, you know, really accelerating the power of that brand and whatever your product or service is, too. For the 90-day intensive, it really is about producing a result, because so often people can fiddle-faddle around, you know, trying to come up with the perfect whatever it is they're trying to perfect, yet a big mistake is they may not really fully define their business goal, their business objective, their business model, or like you said, their business brand, and then the symptoms of that can be that the business never really gets started, or things don't get prioritized, they can't find the right direction, they may be in a perpetual state of unreadiness, for example, or feeling like they're not getting anywhere. In your example, the company doesn't have an infrastructure, so when that opportunity comes, hey, it's the next level, you ready? The answer is going to be no, because there's not going to be that infrastructure there. There's not going to be that system in place, those processes in place, that you can scale your business and scale it quickly,
right,
and effectively. And so those are some things we want to address in the mastermind. But really that mastermind is about being results-oriented, so something that you can quantify. So, yes, you're building your brand. You want to increase that strength, but in those 90 days, you want to see the results of having done that. So does increasing your brand strength mean you're going to get more clients, better clients, whatever it means to you? Does it mean you're going to have bigger market share? Whatever that means to you, that's the idea. And we want to set a goal. You know, each entrepreneur who's in the mastermind, what's a realistic goal for you that can be achieved in those 90 days, and we're going to be all over that goal. You know, that's what this is really all about. And the fact that we're doing it, you know, September till mid-December, that also means that you can take advantage of the holiday season and the upcoming new year to really catapult your business.
Right. You know, it's as you're mentioning the goal setting and the holiday season, I think it's a beautiful time for businesses to either get ready for or to, you know, use part of their goal, you know, for that. Because if you're looking to take advantage of the holiday season, and talking about goal setting, it will definitely be key. But even within those 90 days, if you want to start the new year off new, those 90 days can actually do that for you, because if the goal is to have something completed within those 90 days, or I'm thinking we're allowing people to also have goals completed in a week in order to build up, or 2 weeks to build up to those 90 days, this is an opportune time if you need that structure as well. And that's one thing. If having a business, that there should be some type of structure to it. My background, and most people kind of know that my background is in architecture. So, you know, before you even, you know, build a home, you have to have a plan. And even within that plan, there are various goals that have to be met. We've got to lay that foundation. We've got to put those walls up. We've got to put the plumbing in. We've got to put the electricity in. And that all cannot happen at the same time. And so it's the building of those various areas in the home in order for you to even just move in, for you to even to just turn on the light. And running a business has that same type of structure, in a sense, is to look at everything. But, you know, when I was listening to you, you want to talk a little bit about the assessment, too, because maybe people don't know where they, you know, they're so frazzled in everything that's going on, and plus there's a change. Business is not moving the way it used to be. Even if you had a restaurant, that's even changed on how you either target your market or the type of business that you're doing now that it's roadside pickup or curbside pickup, or even delivery. And if you didn't have that built into your structure, you know, how do I do that? And then that might even be changing the brand of your business, the language of your business in a way, right? But there's so many different areas in terms of what we could be hitting, and that a lot has to do with the assessment that people take. So can you talk a little bit about the assessment that you created?
So it's the brand strength and business growth assessment, and it measures different dimensions of a business. And it's scientifically validated, this assessment. I didn't create the assessment,
okay. But
I use the assessment when I'm working with my entrepreneurial clients. And so the whole idea behind this assessment is it's asking you to think about whether or not your company really is positioned to capture the business that it needs to grow. And if not, then that means you need to transform it. So the assessment looks at these various dimensions of your company to help you kind of understand where are the areas, the relevant areas to those questions I just mentioned. Where are you flourishing in those areas, and where is your business struggling? So what I find really helpful about this assessment is I think it really gets the entrepreneur, one, thinking about things that they may not really have given as much thought to necessarily, and maybe not as thoroughly. So like one of the things that the assessment looks at is sustainability. You know, how secure is that business for the foreseeable future? And so the assessment asks you different questions related to these different dimensions, because you may think you have an answer, but how thoroughly have you thought about that answer? And the reason why we're doing the assessment is not only for you as the entrepreneur to have deeper insight into your business, its strength and its weakness in terms of its ability to grow, but also it's a jumping off point for the mastermind, because yes, we're setting goals, yes, we have some objectives that we want to achieve for our business, but at the end of the day, we also want to make sure that these goals are tied into making sure that your business is headed down the right path to sustainable success and business growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ties everything together, and I think that's really, I think it's really important.
Yeah, very, very important, I must agree. I have another client that I'd like to kind of just bring up. We were doing an interview. I use media to help businesses build their brand. And so we were, he's also on the network, and so we were filming some, a Q&A for his business. But after we talked, we even got into a conversation. He was telling me some situations in terms of what he's doing now in his business. And it was very interesting in having this in-depth conversation that, you know, I said, you know what, maybe we need to look at your title. Again, when the world was open, he was able to do workshops and teach people what it is that he knows. And since this pandemic, he has been doing a lot of phone conversations and talking to people. And the funny thing is, for me, he was actually a great help as me being a caregiver. And I used to tell people, oh, no, I get consulted by this brother. And yesterday I said, you know what, we have to add that now. And then also now change the language. So we actually are revamping his business, his language, and his brand for him to be a caregiver's consultant or a consultant for caregivers. And just that one word, you know, changes everything. And so when you're talking about sustainability, it could be something that small, but there's work behind that, you know, and what does that look like? What does that sound like? And there's research behind all that. So, you know, when the path to success to me has many file cabinets that leads to, you know, what I call the bank. So I'm really excited about this and working with a group and helping them reach their goal is something that I've been doing for 30-something years, and not just people in entertainment, but various businesses. So it's kind of great to be working with a group. How excited are you?
Very, and it's going to be a small group. So.
Right.
Only 10 people so that we can really dig in, because that's what I get excited about, like just,
okay.
You know, really digging in, hands-on, very hands-on, so that you're really supported. This is not a lecture,
right.
You know, we're going to be working on your business, like, so that it's a great opportunity for you as an entrepreneur to not only have sounding boards, but now you're also going to have consultants, and then you're going to have, you know, feedback from your fellow entrepreneurs. And it's always really good to have different perspectives, because people are going to come from, you know, different industries for sure.
Yeah.
And it really kind of opens things up for you when you have access to that. And that's, you know, what makes things so exciting about, you know, working on a program like this.
Right. Let me ask you this. What have you seen in your history with working with people in business? What do you feel that most people are not seeing or paying attention to?
Themselves.
Hmm.
There's usually a big disconnect between them as a person and what's happening in their business. And they typically don't connect the ceiling they've reached in their business and their personal ceiling.
Mm.
And, you know, it's kind of like, you know how somebody might say, you know, they can give great advice, but they can't take their own advice. And usually that's because you're too caught up in your own stuff to
right,
see.
Right.
You know,
right.
That you need the advice or how it applies to you or, you know, the stuff you need to get over to follow the advice. And with the business, it's the same way.
It is.
You may not recognize that a certain fear or a certain tendency leads you to do this or not do that or not even think about, you know, A versus B. You know, those kinds of things. So that's the biggest thing that I see. Just there's this wall and disconnect between the self and the business. The business is an extension of you.
Right.
It's an extension of your patterns, your habits, your thought processes. And so typically with these things, there's always some element of having to deal with that. And then in addition to that, the spillover. So entrepreneurs work very hard, long hours. It's not like a 9-to-5, as you know, I would imagine everybody listening to this already knows. But your business is an extension of you, and your hopes, your dreams, and your delusions.
Wow, right, okay. That's a lot right there. Drop the mic 3 times. So true.
Oh, my goodness.
Got it.
So, yeah, and then, you know, there's always obviously the practical part, too. So, you know, sometimes the obstacles you face in the business are just pure certain things you don't know how to do when it comes to business.
Right.
And, you know, those come up, and those need to be addressed as well. But that personal element, very important.
Yeah, it's key. It's key. Look, I used to be one of those, giving advice to everybody else and not taking it. And years ago, I went to a book read, and it was about building business, believe it or not. I read the book, and then I went to the read afterwards, the event. And I listened to everything that was being said in that read, and it triggered something in me. And I ended up going to a coffee shop, getting some coffee, and just kind of just taking it all in, as I say, digesting the information. And I woke up in that coffee shop realizing that you don't listen to your own advice. You are able to see everybody else's problems and areas, and you can give them advice and a direction and a strategy on how to get there, but you don't do it for yourself. And the funny thing is, I think a month after that, I quit my job. Because, you know, I've been advised from others, too, that, you know, you can't serve two masters at one time. You've got to choose. And I would tell some people that, or, like, you really have to focus on this or focus on that. And if you're going to get into this business, look at everything that you need to do to make it work and do it. And from that day, I opened up. I looked at everything that I needed to do to make my business work and stepped out of my job. So it was, that was my light bulb. But yeah, and I think that human beings are their own smoke and mirrors, which is what you're talking about. They are. You know, there's something internally that aids you into possibly not seeing or moving. I've had quite a few people in the past that were like that, that it came down to having discussions about, you know, how they grew up. You know, what have you seen? What are your experiences that lead you to, you know, feeling like you're stuck or unworthy of? And it's funny how people even just look at money and what money actually is. There's mind changes that have to happen for success to happen. I really believe that the ability to change is really the key to success. And really can't speak or manifest the best experience in the area that we are in now, you know, with this pandemic, that certain businesses adapt to that change, and I'm just grateful for seeing that, and because those are the businesses that will succeed. So if you are looking to succeed, I guess I'm saying, and you need the help in that, you know, business strength and business growth is definitely a place that people should take part in. But yes, we have limited seating, 10 seats for the 90 days. So is there anything that you would like to add before we go?
No, I think if you're serious about finally making progress, if you're serious about having a serious business, if you're serious about positioning your business to grow and be sustainable, don't mess around. That's, I'm just, mastermind aside, I am a very results-oriented, action-oriented person. If you're tired of sitting on your hands, if you're tired of struggling with your business, especially if you're a solopreneur and you've been struggling alone, get in the mastermind and let's make a result happen in 90 days. And I want to say this, the reason why it's 90 days is because 90 days is about how long you need to really produce a result. Yes, it can take years to really build the business where you want it to go, but if you're finding that you have been inconsistent or not selling anything or didn't even bother to get started because of this or because of that or because of the other thing, this mastermind is about lighting a fire under your business's butt and your butt too so that you can really understand and embody what it means to make your business a success. If you're really serious, and like, you know, you talked about you decided to walk away from your 9-to-5, if you're serious about this business being your livelihood, you don't have 2 and 3 and 5 and 10 and 15 years and you're still trying to make something happen.
Lache. Right. Right. Well, where can people go to find us?
So they can go to ConsciousEnterprise.com and take the assessment as well as sign up for the mastermind.
Exactly. Conscious Enterprise, folks. And actually, we'll have that link in the description. So if you're ready to go and you want to be one of the first 10 to be a part and get your life started in this direction, look at the description below and click that button and let's get started. We will see you September 16th. Dr. M, thank you for being on with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.